Welcome to a burning fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We're involved in a series of studies about baptism, a subject that the New Testament mentions nearly 100 times. We certainly need to know what the Lord has taught concerning this subject, and people recognize the significance of it because nearly everybody that calls themselves Christians practice something or another, for some reason or another, that which they call baptism. Now, that which men practice and for reasons they practice it called baptism is not what the Bible says. Too many are following the doctrines of men, but we're trying to see what is found in the New Testament about baptism, and just now, having looked at some of the false ideas that people hold to the doctrine of baptism, we turn to the Scripture. The Scripture says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 that baptism is for the remission of sins. Now, you see, man is lost because of his sins, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. And the wages of sin is death, Romans 6 and verse 23. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3 and verse 23. You see, sin brings spiritual death, James 1 and verse 15. And baptism is to wash away sins, Acts 22 and verse 16. In Acts chapter 2, it was for the remission of sins. Jesus said to be baptized, to be saved, Mark 16, 16. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21, baptism doth now also save us. Now this word for, in the phrase for the remission of sins, it's from the Greek word eis, pronounced ace, sometimes pronounced ice. It does not mean because of, but in order to. Friend, listen to me now. Not once does this word, E-I-S, mean because of. It's never used that way into the New Testament. It is a word that points forward to the accomplishment of something. It doesn't point backward to something that's already been done. The very thing for which one repents in Acts 2:38 is the same reason for which he is baptized. You repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. One does not repent because his sins are already forgiven. We all know that. But it's in order to their forgiveness. Well, the same thing is true concerning baptism. Now, just read Matthew 26, verse 28. You'll have no difficulty with understanding what the word E-I-S means. There's identical phrase found there that we find in Acts 2:38. In the words of Jesus Christ, he said, "For this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many," notice, "for the remission of sins." Now, it's identically the same in English. It's identically the same in Greek. Now, did Jesus shed his blood because sins were already forgiven? Why, certainly not. Nobody would contend that. He pointed forward to the forgiveness of sins. It was necessary to accomplish the result. Well, the same thing was true concerning repentance and baptism in Acts 2, verse 38. Matthew 26 and 28 tells us what deity accomplished. Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38, Peter commanded those people that had been taught that Jesus was the Christ, what they must do to be forgiven. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. E-I-S, ace, means unto, never because of. Well, now, we don't want anybody to deceive us in this definition. And just here, it's where it may be well to state that just being baptized, that is, just being buried in water, though that's the right form, that's not enough. Some have been immersed, but for the wrong reason and with a faulty understanding. Some have been immersed thinking they were already saved, and they were baptized as a sign of their salvation. Listen to me, friend. The Bible never presents baptism in such a fashion as that. Now, some have been immersed to join some denomination, but never was anybody in the Bible baptized to join a denomination. First of all, there were no denominations that existed, though the church existed. The church is not composed of denominations. In Acts chapter 19, we learned that there had some that had been immersed under John's baptism that looked forward to the coming of Christ. But in Acts 19, Paul encountered some people that were still being baptized by John's baptism that was no longer valid because they were baptized by John's baptism after Jesus had already come. So Paul took them and he baptized them again, this time for the right reason. It's important to be baptized, but for the right reason. And this is exactly what those who have been baptized for the wrong reason need to do. They need to be baptized for the right reason. But again, baptism is to get into Christ. Galatians 3 and verse 27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ did put on Christ." Romans 6, 3 and 4 says we're baptized into Christ. Friend, that's so important. Because in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10, salvation is in Christ. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ. Romans 8 and verse 1. All spiritual blessings are in Christ. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Therefore, we must enter into Christ. Well, how does one get into Christ? Well, there are only two passages of Scripture that tell us of that step, where we're on the outside, where we go to the inside. And I've quoted both of them to you. Both of these passages of Scripture answer our question. It tells us the reason for baptism. We're baptized into Christ. But again, let's look at another reason. One is baptized to become a member of the Lord's church. Now, again, I repeat, because it's so prominently proclaimed in the religious world, one is not baptized to join some denomination. The church is the body of Christ, Ephesians chapter 1, and it is not made up of denominations. You don't read about denominations. And Paul said in Ephesians 4 and verse 4, there is one body, and that means there is one church, not a whole host of churches. Christ is the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5 and verse 23. Friend, if we are saved, we must be in the body of Christ, because that's what He has promised to save. Nowhere do we read of many churches taking the church of your choice. That's all man's doctrine that has come along after the New Testament was written. In Acts chapter 2, the Apostle Peter, after Peter had preached the word of God to those people heard it, they believed it. Peter had convinced them God had made this same Jesus whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. They cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Well, Peter told them what to do. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. They obeyed. Some 3,000 that received that word, they obeyed in baptism. And what about them and the church? Acts 2 and verse 42 teaches, "The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." You see, friend, you don't go out here and join the Lord's church. God adds the saved to the church when people obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are baptized into the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13 teaches that we're baptized into one body. Now, the baptism under consideration here is the baptism that was being preached and practiced when people were added to the church. And what was that baptism? Why, that was water baptism. It was for the remission of sins. It was in the name of Jesus Christ. It will baptize a people that had been taught, people that were able to comprehend and understand. There were people who were believers and were penitent believers and who had confessed their faith in Christ. That's why they were baptized. But again, and we want to emphasize this, baptism is the way that we reach the saving blood of Christ. Now, this thought shows us more clearly the connection between baptism and salvation. You know, we sing that song, "What Can Wash Away My Sins?" Well, the answer comes ringing back, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Friend, there are just a host of scriptures that emphasize the fact that we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no question about that. We're saved by the blood of Christ. But when are we saved by the blood of Christ? How does one reach the soul-cleansing blood of Christ? Now, while some have complained baptism bypasses the blood of Christ, that's false doctrine altogether. The truth is, baptism acknowledges the blood of Jesus Christ, because baptism is where we reach the blood of Christ. Some have disparagingly called baptism water salvation. No, friend, it's blood salvation. Baptism is no more water salvation than the healing of Naaman from leprosy in the Old Testament, 2 Kings 5, was water healing. The power is not in the water. Nobody that's ever taught truth has ever taught that baptism is in the power of the water. We don't teach the power is in the water, but the water is the element into which we are baptized to reach the blood of Christ, because that's where God has provided the blood to be applied. Romans 6, 3 and 4 says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Notice, friend, newness of life came after one was baptized. Where did the Lord shed his blood? Why, it was in his death, John chapter 19. By baptism we enter into the benefits of that death, Paul says. This is where and this is when the blood is applied, Colossians 2. That's when it washes away our sins. Ananias told Paul, or Saul of Tarsus, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins." Now, the water didn't wash away his sins. The blood washed away his sins. But when did the blood wash away his sins? It's when he was baptized. Peter said in 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, and we're going to rely upon the Apostle Peter rather than upon denominational clergymen, he says, "Baptism doth now also save us." Why is that? That's because the blood of Christ is applied when we obey the gospel. We die to sin, we're buried in water, we're raised from spiritual death unto a newness of life. This is in the likeness of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. These are the reasons that I have presented to you for a person to be baptized, and it ought to be enough to convince those who respect the Word of God and who want to obey the Lord to simply do what He says. This is why the Bible teaches people to be baptized. Friend, what I have presented to you is what the Lord says about it. Now, we've got to ask ourselves, what do we say about it? When we agree with the Lord, or do we go along with the various and divisive doctrines of men? I would plead with you to simply humble yourself and obey Jesus Christ. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.